Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Over in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, there is this powerful statement that says, "Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding." Now, I think this is so powerful because verse 14 follows it up and says, "For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying." And then in verse 18, "Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly." Today, in our day of weekday meditation, let's ask the Lord for wisdom. Father, today, would you step into our lives and grant us heaven-sent wisdom? Would you let it be a tree of life that grows within us, and that that wisdom might embrace us and we might live happily, joyfully, knowing that we have received your wisdom? And Lord, we are grateful. In this time, we want to hear from you as you give us peace and power and direction in Jesus' name. And as we prepare to meditate today, I invite you now just to find a place of quietude and solitude. Find a place that is peaceful and allow your muscles to relax. Sit comfortably and get your hands in your lap. I always find it easy to begin a time of meditation by being able to say, "Lord, here's a couple of things I'm grateful for right now." And then I like to just tell the Lord a couple of things that he means to me right now. Like this day, I have said to the Lord, "I'm so grateful, God, that you still choose to use me, that in spite of all of my sinful nature, God, you still love me. You're always there for me." So I'm going to mind the time and give you a few moments just to hear from the Lord. I invite you, if your mind starts wandering, use as a declaration, "Wisdom is a tree of life. Wisdom is a tree of life." When your mind starts to wander over the next couple of moments, just speak these words, "Lord, I know wisdom is a tree of life. I want it to grow up within me. Wisdom is a tree of life. Lord, I want it to grow up in me." I'm going to mind the time, and you just begin this time of listening and getting your focus on hearing the voice of God, whether it is through a prompting, whether it is through a pulling, whether it's through his voice. However God speaks to you, train your brain, train your mind, train your ears to listen and heed the word of God. I'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Thank you.
Well, it does indeed say, "By wisdom the Lord founded the earth, by understanding he created the heavens. By his knowledge the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky." My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. I pray you've heard wisdom, power, peace, and direction from the Lord this day, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.